For the second time this month, a Palestinian resident of East Jerusalem has gone on a bulldozer rampage in Jerusalem, attacking cars and buses before being shot and killed. The incident took place less than a kilometer away from the residence of Israel's president, Shimon Peres, who was holding talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the time. Mr. Peres says Israel needs a reliable Palestinian partner to fight such attacks.
Needless to say that the two of us condemn any sort of terror. We cannot accept it as part of our life. I think the Israeli forces will do whatever they can to prevent it in the future and get hold of partners, if there are partners, to it.
Tuesday's incident closely mirrors a bulldozer rampage on July 2nd, in which a Palestinian killed three Israelis in the commercial heart of the city. The attack also took place less than 200 meters from the King David Hotel, where President Bush stayed during his two visits to Israel this year, and where the presumptive Democratic U.S. presidential nominee Barack Obama is staying during his visit to Israel, which begins on Tuesday. At a news conference in Amman, Jordan, shortly before he arrived in Israel, Obama condemned the attack. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas also spoke out strongly against the attack following his meeting with Shimon Peres. Mr. Abbas says any kind of attack on civilians of any kind should always be condemned. Mr. Abbas's meeting with Mr. Peres was the first ever between a Palestinian president and Israeli head of state. The two men said their discussions focused on reviving stalled peace talks between the two sides. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.